Are two actual walls follow the train attack. Here, the left is far behind, as enough, and others at the grave. So how to be the army less tired, if it's possible. We learned how it cannot be done. Let them see if it cannot be done, cannot be done. This is another one. Fine. With all this background, I want to show you the sound. You shouldn't think of connecting that I was feeling this guy. I don't actually know. I don't know. The stuff on fair news. Fair news. Why fair news? There's at least one opinion in Tanoi to tell us that you may not use strings to create a Rishus Hayoshi mid HaTorah if there are multitudes passing under those strings, passing through the strings. The problem becomes, let's take an area which is exposed, and you want to make strings all around the area with holes holding the string. Is that an effective device? So far, the answer is, Maybe. Depends how we're saying it. I'll be passing. But at first glance, you can't win. Lose. Take a sprawling suburban area. Okay? Let me give an example. Just to pick up something nearby. I don't know.
These many, if you count these many,
He rattles off 20 on this side and 20 on that side. Because one of those he's never going to get to battle, this is too many. The thing is that today Ashkenaz have a habit of following the Fatman Ashkenaz. Good habit, my roots, because it's our legacy, our roots. And if you look at the Fatman Ashkenaz, you'll find a significant majority of my understanding that accept this principle of Sikhman disaster. And that's a violation of the Ashkenazim throughout Europe had these Arabic, and they were still to be kosher and acceptable because of the lack of Shishirim on all of these little towns and cities and villages, suburbs, if you will, where the Jews desired all those centuries. So what is the naysayer? It's that they accepted the strength of you. But the accepted view in the general population of Europe is that every city had Arabic. Now, what happens when we enter the modern world? You get the bigger cities. Bigger cities. Bigger cities. Take Warsaw. Big city, huh? Warsaw. Warsaw before World War II had an airport. And had millions of people. Millions! So, how do you understand? If the entire unity is based upon the African system of thousands, the city has millions. It has millions of Africa, of our residents. How could it possibly be an airport? World War II? That's the question. So some say that you require 600,000 people in one street. That's the simple reading of Shulchan Aruch. The simple reading of Shulchan Aruch, when he quotes the view in Siman Shin Mem Hei, is the simple reading, you need 600,000 in one street, which would be worse than that. Yeshama Shukol Sh'ein Shishiribo. All of your bow will call you home. Ein Yom Shukarach. Okay, Bo, what does Bo refer to? With a Bo, so talking, have to have a certain limit of 16 amas, and there's no pain of a courier, there's no ceiling on top of it, and there's no wall around it, and it goes from gate to gate, as we saw before, and in that street, there's 2,000 for the Christian group. I looked at all of it, which I was in I couldn't find it. So now that's 7,000 in the entire city. You don't need a one street. Well, that's different. Warsaw has 50,000 people in the entire city, sure. There's only 9,000 in one street. So it's arguable that the leniency in Warsaw was, they rely on the Supreme Shulchan Aruch, no 600,000 in one street, and therefore you can construct an area. That's one possibility. However, the commercial scientists have now ruled that Warsaw is no precedent for all major cities in the United States of America. Now, I have a question that you can answer me. It's a rapid flow story. Is there any city in New York, is there any street in New York City, that one street and one street alone has 600,000 people on it and gives there? Most say. Most. Not the people of cars. Is the street this? Broadway, I think? Take Broadway from here to Riverdale. Go straight down to Battery Park. That's about it. But leave that out of the moment. If you take all the cars out of Broadway, people walk on the Broadway, the middle of the city, I would say it's certainly a possibility that there's 600,000 people on the street. No? You don't believe it? It's almost unbelievable.
There are 30 million cars go to George Washington Bridge every day. There are 365,000. So,
who gives a car?
Check out again.
A lot of money for the, anyway, check it out again, I'm not sure. But that doesn't make that's a good one. That's a good deal. You know, I'm doing an average car, 1.2. You know, so we keep yelling about that. So, still there. Anyway, that's how our friend could say. Could have said that. But he could distinguish in Warsaw and New York, we have Broadway. He goes there. He has like a whole business. He thinks that you don't have 60,000 people in the whole city. What about Warsaw? Warsaw had what? A million. So most of them are fascinating. He says that these 2,000 people in the street, all the people in the area, but the area not be bigger than the area of the map they saw in the middle, the academy there. What was that? 12 mil by 12 mil by 8 miles. He claims that in Warsaw, because things were not so intense, the skyscrapers, the didn't have so many people. He didn't have 6,000 people in that size area. Whereas in Manhattan, though, therefore, Manhattan is very close to the Warsaw Revolution. After a much better picture. However, he does see nobody in history, the world, before him, has thought of this idea.
So, a lot of questions, a lot of dark questions.
But still, he can see that no one else agrees with him. But more than that, the truth is that the Moshe's Shach in Warsaw, as we call today, revisionist history. Not that Halakha is the right to give his opinion as to what was really the basis why the Jews weren't sinning in Warsaw. But the after rabbi who lived in Warsaw at the time, they gave a different basis. And their basis was the Din of Shimon Aruch, where it says, in him, Lashem Yishar L'Shach, there has to be a street going straight from one gate to the other. And this Lashem Yishar L'Shach could just mean go through. However, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah from Avraham, Kirush HaShar, Mechuvan, and Zekin, and Gazet, the angel also, there is Mechuvan Yishar L'Shach, for the Mishnah Berurah. Straight! A straight street from one end of the city to the other. So the Rabbanim in Warsaw, before the war said, in Warsaw there's no straight street. There's no street which goes straight from one end of the city to the other. So guess what? In half, there's also no straight street. Nothing goes straight through from out of the city on one side to out of the city on the other side. It doesn't exist.
Of course.
There's
more
than all these streets stop. You can't go off the water. You have to go to Shah the Shah. I mean, like in the old days, you had a city. People going out of the city. Out. They're also going to be. He's gone. He went to the water. On 183 feet. Ah, okay. Excellent. That was true until 40 years ago. I'm not sure about when they remember when they built that. About 40 years ago. But then when they built the cross ramps, and they built that under the apartments, you had to travel over the top. Under the apartments, between 178 and 9, that goes to the George Washington Bridge on the one hand, what they call the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. So the traffic on the other, right? Right to the cross ramps. Go straight across. But next time you go there, look again. But curves. It's a major significant curve. Even though it's very narrow, and I have one still, you look, it's a curve. And it's important to my explanation, we assume, the definition of not being straight is that you can't draw a straight line through. In other words, if something curves a little tiny bit, but it's very wide, and you can draw, say, I have a line like this, curve a tiny bit, but I can draw a line straight through despite the curve, that's called straight. But it doesn't work. The next time you go, you look. That it curves significantly enough, if you take a line from the George Washington Bridge and draw it straight, you'll bump into a wall. You can't get to the Hamilton Bridge. It's impossible. There's no such thing as that today. That's why it was seen that according to the logic of the Warsaw rabbis gave themselves pre-war Europe, it should work in Manhattan as well. What is that? This logic, after the straight street, in a somewhat more complex guise, was the basis for the famous attack of the Mazal Ish. Got this consulted by a millionaire in Paris before World War II. Discussion, maybe or maybe not, the mayor in Paris with the Ten Boots. Hitler destroyed everything here. But they asked the famous of crime boys that wrote the building, mayor in Paris, a big street, big city, millions of people, and he consulted with his colleague, the Mazal Ish, and said, yes. Maybe so. Why? Basically, because of the lack of straight streets. He said it a little bit differently. Let me explain what I mean. Rav Moshe is not convinced of straight streets. It's true. The Rabbanim is against me. The Rabbanim is against you. But I don't understand it. Someone criticizes Rav Moshe. You don't understand it. What can you do? But the Rabban said it, the Magen Avraham said it, the Mishnah quotes it. You can understand it, but it has to. It exists. I remember one of my Vandalist colleagues, the Rebbe Nahum Yeshiva, approached me when the Arab issue came up here. He says, I don't understand it. It was verbatim from Moshe. Until you can explain it to me, I don't understand a straight street. What do you mean? Rebbe doesn't know straight streets that go all the way through straight. What do you mean? I don't understand it. I can't accept it. But, in the handout where we read footnote 7, the middle page. It's made after footnote 7. Sent it from the gate of one of the cities to get it out of the city. And it says, not to the walls, the gates are closed at night. Will you shroud despite the walls? Closed at night. They were fundamentally different from the always accessible roads of the wilderness. The Jews wanted an explanation. So there's just one explanation of the reason why there's no straight streets, no shroud, because in the midbar, the streets were straight. Excellent urban planning by the Rabbanu Shlomo himself in the midbar. And presumably it was done in perfectly straight streets. The island I covered, maybe it was flat, grew by mountains. It's perfectly flat, urban sprawl in the midbar, straight streets going through from one end to the other. That's the midbar. Any deviation from that is not good with the midbar, it's not comparable to the capital of the desert. And for that reason alone, it cannot be Rosh Hashanah. If that's the case, there's no need for any reason. It's not logic. It's not logic at all. It's simply based on what? It's simply based on what we might call a Zeres HaKasim effect. Not the same as the middle. Okay, with the 2000, whether that's you, but whether it is you, that's the basis for it. Yes?
Now, where the archaeologists have unearthed the cargo in East of Iron, which was a straight street going through. So that was the problem.
I imagine so.
Right.
That's correct. Okay.
What? Straight streets is a different shita from the Shishim Ribo. So the fact that Mishnah Berurah wasn't happy with that.
The Shishim Ribo is called the Yesho. Yesho, we should call it the Shishim Ribo, called the Yesho. The idea of what's called the Fulos Nishar Lishar, no, that's for sure. No Yesho. Don't argue with that. And even in the Kuvah, which was found in Mishnah Berurah from Magad Akram, also does not seem to be a matter of dispute. The Rebbe doesn't understand it, there's no argument presumably about this. That's the difference. Yes?
If the source for the 600,000 refers back to the time of Israel, then why don't we say 1% of the 600,000 Jews? Why don't we say over 600,000 Jews?
There were those who suggested that. But we don't find out the case too seriously. We generally think it's safe enough that without the people, no matter what. But there is some data to that. Okay. Let me go a little further. You learn Rashi in the Sefer Erech. This is one of the most important, one of the most critical punctuation marks of the entire halakhic process. The Havam and Alef Erech, the parentheses. A little parenthesis from Rashi makes all the difference in the world. Rashi says, what's the truth of Rabbi? It's going to be on the slide. The ear should have two years of Shishim Ribo. The aim bo koma, and there's no wall, and then they hear some oh, but those parentheses. Shahayar is Rav Shalom Akula Mishar Mishar, Shiva Kula Dolma Zimmanim. Now, some have the word oh, and some don't have the word oh. Now, there's a clear difference between the word oh belongs there, or doesn't belong there. If I have the word oh there, then in the first case, there's no need for Bechuv and Mishar Lashar. That's how some suggest. If there's a wall, then you need Bechuv and Mishar Lashar. If there's no wall, you don't need Bechuv and Mishar Lashar. Then some say, take all the cities that we just talked about, no wall, there's no wall, so then there's no need for Bechuv and Mishar Lashar. If that's the case, now the cities are considered to be Mishar Lashar, unless you will rely on this absence of simply down with that part of it, where that was an absence, which the Mishnah Berurah wanted to rely upon us to be evident, about that which happened in the Atma. If there's no O, then in any and all cases you require the Bechuv and Mishar Lashar, which many cities do not have today. Rav Moshe says something very, very interesting. Rav Moshe says that according to Rashi, we derive these great three requirements different from Bechuv. The encampment in the desert. However, amazingly, Rashi considered the Anani HaKavod, the clouds of glory, to be walls, and therefore the only gone in these great streets is where there are wolves. I said, what was that? And I have come. That is a felon. So if that's considered to be wolves, it should also consider to be
a roof. A roof.
See a roof? And if it's a roof, you learned before, it's not a roof. You're not gonna ask. As much as it's true, it's another very, very question. However, Alta Levata Terebi, Shulchan Aruch Harav, interprets Rashi's interpretation differently. Rashi's statement differently. Again, the traditionalists maintain that only a walled city requires bravery and not an unwalled city, according to the Levata Terebi, which is shot in favor, is not based on what we call Digla Vitor. Based upon Digla Vitor, that even if there is no, if there are no walls, you still have that straight street. The middle, there were no walls. There were no walls. It's really straight street. That's the derivation. No matter what, you need straight streets. You always can need. That's against the home free. All of our cities today almost don't have straight streets. If, again, the requirement of straight streets is a derivation from the Midbar, no logic. If it's a derivation of the Midbar, then it applies even in the absence of walls, and the word O belongs in parentheses. It's not really there. Not there. You always need straight streets. But it's not like you're different. So the Alta Levata Terebi explains logic, even the way in Greek, what the logic is. The logic is as follows. According to the Rabbanan, that we spoke about earlier, Rabbanan say, remember, Rabbanan in the Mishnah Tavet, that's how we started. Rabbanan said that if we have four walls, shame, Abba, Mechito, then the Rabbin will not cancel. Lo asu rabbi from the back of the kitchen. Okay? So we say four walls, that's going to be four walls in each, three walls. According to just about what we showed except for the Rambam, three and four is identical. Three walls is the other same as four, the other is the same as the Shabbos, the same as three is the same as four. Two is not enough. These three. Then the house of heaven, if you can't draw a straight line through the one and the two and the other, in effect, at any given point, for the three walls. Just go in three directions. We live up the walls. Follow me? We have a science here. If you can't go straight through, wherever you want, it's up to three walls. You'll never be able to get anywhere without hitting three walls at any given point. If the streets go straight, directly straight, so you go straight, let's go straight, I feel east, here's west. Go straight through. So I go due east, I go due west, I hit air. Get out. The minute street curves like this, it's impossible. I'm going to go this way to the wall, this way to the wall. I'll hit three walls. Hit three walls, then the rabbit cannot cancel the machine. That's the case, you can see it very well. Why Rashi, one of the other versions of Rashi, maintains that only when there are walls do we require straight streets. Because otherwise, you could have, in effect, always three walls. But if this is a sprawling area with no walls whatsoever, then even in the absence of straight streets, it doesn't make a difference. You'll still be able to go below the place, not have any walls whatsoever, because there are no walls around it. You can go out. Remember, if you have to get a house somewhere, that house is going to exist. But we always depend, our assumption, upon the majority. If the majority is walls, all of them should be walls. The majority is not, then that. If there's no wall, the outside, this house, the house is just wall. Both of this air, so then he would not require straight streets to consider the situation. Ah, go back to Pharaoh. So then there are no walls, just houses in every, suburbia. In every house, the lot is bigger than the house. Is that correct, suburbia? No. One thing, one seat, two thing. The area between one house and the next is bigger than the house itself.
There's two, I think, even in the Jersey suburb. Am I correct?
Both. Now, it comes a problem. Here is a big problem. What do you do? If you have the O in Rashi, you have a problem because there you go. It's even a very fascinating. I found a fascinating discovery. That's something that I find quite amazing. You go to a city. A large city, the better off for the suburbs. In a large city, the buildings line the majority of the streets. Even in the absence of a wall, a formal wall that happened all through Yerushalayim, protected from the marauders, but the buildings themselves constitute an effect wall. Take Riverdale. Go on Broadway. The majority is buildings, and the buildings are much larger than the gap between the buildings. It's an effect the same as a wall. Something very remarkable. So therefore, the buildings in a city of this nature would require
straight streets
for it to become worse than the rock. We have those straight streets in our community, so they're directly straight, and there are buildings around which are more than the gaps between the buildings. It cannot possibly be a worse than the rock. This is the Chazanish wrote. Chazanish wrote that if you can't go straight through without the street with this going all the way to the house at the end, then you're going to what we call a dead end. But every single place has three walls. There's a diagram back in the table, but I can't go without having time. Similar line of reasoning to what we just said. But even if they're experienced by this, they objectively said it. Why they objectively said it? Explain that Rabbi Yehuda says that even if it had four machines, four walls, half of them came nonetheless, a sea rabbit would have bathed the kids up. Yeah, I have to find fun. We have now two things. Two machlokes. One is, do we pass like a Yehuda, or do we pass like a Rabbana? Machlokes Tanoim, this is what we're talking about today. So who holds what? We find that the Bali Achlokes Tal the Rabbana, not the Rabbana, not the Rabbana. But the Kafei Svar, the Rabban, the Rashbol, the Rishbol, they pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Yes, of course. The same Rishonim who pass like Rabbi Yehuda, when they describe the requirement for straight streets, get to their sources. Can't be out of the Rebbe to work. But this was a big way of info. You can't lose, gentlemen. Win-win. If you follow Rabbi Yehuda's most strict view that says, oh, so you're not going to let them against people on the four walls, but there existed of the Chukah Shalashar, it must be a declared midbirth, and therefore applied it to Riverdale, to all cities. If you'll turn around and say that no, you only require the Chukah Shalashar when it all holds, which is one verse of Rashi, the oath of laws, then those Rishonim happen to be of the opinion of the Father Rabbanim, which fits in with the Rebbe said. The Father Rabbanim all shall be about the Mechista. There's no problem. Therefore, what I'm trying to get at is very, very briefly, and I lean at it, I know it's extremely brief, but for those of you around the opportunity for the upcoming event of Shavuos, I made a decision to dedicate to Europe. I did five Shavuos over the other Shavuos coming up soon on this topic. So I explain it in the text, and we can learn everything, the Shavuos inside the text more carefully, why I believe that it's actual basis to rely upon the air that we have in our large cities. Is there a disagree? Well, there's always a disagree. But I'm trying to explain the basis why I think that if you look carefully, we've shown in the last symposium, the consensus view seems to be whether it's based upon Alpha Rebbe Latin, or whether it's based upon the derivation of the Dibley Midbar, you have to have straight streets. And then even if there are millions of people in town, the air can still be built. In Riverdale in particular, I don't believe there are 600,000 people, if you include everyone who lives here and everyone who gets in through here on a daily basis. And when we built the air, we did a check on the Henry Hudson Bridge. There weren't that many going at the time. If you want to let me know what the current numbers are, it would be large. If you add those numbers to all the population here, don't forget that was the same people. I mean, you can't count them twice. If you add those numbers to the population of our community, I still believe it falls far short of the record numbers of 600,000.